Let's start on the day it all began. On the day it all began, Lucy Dunkston woke up. Right. Well, that's a start, but it's not very exciting, is it? Let's try again. On the day it all began, Lucy Dunkston woke up to a rather unusual sound. Okay, that's a little better. Let's see what happens next. It was the sound of the alarm clock ringing in her mum's bedroom. Well, it's got a bit boring again, hasn't it? Let's try that bit one more time. It was the sound of the alarm clock ringing in her mum's bedroom, because Lucy's mum wasn't there to switch it off. You see, Lucy was about to find out that while she was asleep in the night, her mum had disappeared. Oh my gosh! Imagine waking up to find that your mum had disappeared in the night. It gives me the creepy tingles every time I tell this story. I bet you're thinking, this is going to be the best scary story ever. I can't wait to read it and tell all my friends that I'm really brave because I wasn't even one bit scared. Even though you were totally scared all the way through. Well, this is only just the beginning. Wait until you read what happens later, when the creakers come out. Let me know if you get scared. Because I am. Back on the day it all began, Lucy climbed out of bed, slipped on her fluffy blue dressing gown, and walked across her creaky floorboards, which were warm from the morning sunlight creeping in through the curtains. Would you like to know what Lucy looked like? Of course you would. She had shorter hair than most girls, and it was as brown as mud or chocolate. And even though Lucy liked to keep it short, her mum insisted she keep a fringe. It stops you looking like a boy, her mum would say. This was before she disappeared, of course. This really wound Lucy up, as her fringe always seemed to flop into her eyes, meaning she constantly had to lick her hand and slick it over to one side just so she could see. Her eyes, once the fringe was out of the way, were greeny-brown, or perhaps browny-green. Either way, they were a bit green and a bit brown. You could say there was nothing particularly remarkable about Lucy at all, and it's true. She was no different from any other child in Whiffington, which is another way of saying she was quite remarkable indeed. Anyway, more about that later. Mum, Lucy called, padding across the landing towards her mum's bedroom. But of course, you already know there was no reply, because her mum was gone. Lucy's heart started beating faster in her chest as she gently opened the bedroom door and stuck her head inside. Mrs. Dunkston's book was still on the bedside table, a bookmark poking out, with her reading glasses perched on top. Her empty cocoa cup with a yellow polka dot pattern sat beside it. Her slippers were neatly positioned on the floor. It was all as it usually was, except for the piercing ringing of the alarm clock and the spooky, empty bed. Lucy stopped the alarm clock and ran to check the bathroom. Empty bath, empty shower, empty loo, although Lucy would have been very surprised to find her mum hiding in there. She ran downstairs. Empty kitchen, empty living room, empty everywhere. Mum! Mum! She called, a note of panic rising in her voice and her heart leaping like a frog in her chest. She was beginning to get an awful feeling that something terrible might have happened, and it was a feeling that Lucy already knew. You see, the really creepy thing was that this wasn't the first time it had happened to Lucy Dunkston. A few months ago, her dad had vanished too. Unbelievable, right? Lucy's mum had been devastated. Must have run off with another woman, Lucy had heard one of the other mums whispering in the school playground. What a cheating, rotten man, another had said, shaking her head. But Lucy didn't think her dad was rotten at all. She couldn't believe he would run off without saying goodbye to her, without leaving a note, without saying where he was going, without finishing the half-eaten chocolate hobnob and barely sipped cup of tea she'd found on his bedside table the next morning. So, on this morning, on the day it all began, Lucy had the strangest feeling that somehow this was all connected, that something weird was going on. Lucy ran down the hallway, snatched the phone from the little wobbly table, and dialed her mum's mobile number. which she knew of by heart for emergencies, like every sensible 11-year-old should. But as her mum's phone started ringing, Lucy saw it flashing on the arm of the sofa. Lucy ended the call and hung her head in defeat. Defeat. Feet. Shoes. Her mum's shoes. She ran to the front door. A pair of cosy flat slip-ons with flower-shaped sparkly bits was sitting on the mat, exactly where her mum kicked them off every night, and where she'd slip back into them before leaving the house each day. Surely her mum wouldn't have left the house without her shoes. Would she? Lucy's heart sank. This all seemed far too familiar. On the day her father disappeared, one of the strangest things was that his favourite chunky black boots with yellow laces, which he wore every single day, were still sitting by the front door, like he'd never left. Just like her mum's shoes.